Our first set of news stories for part two begins with a mother and daughter both off to university. A mother is set to start university on the same day as her youngest daughter after returning to education to secure her English GCSE. Mum of five, Catherine Jewers, from Horsham St Faith's, first sat her GCSEs in 1989 and was predicted to earn all B grades. But exam nerves got the better of her on the day, and instead she came away with all D's. Now, though, she's preparing to start a degree in child and young adult nursing at the University of East Anglia after resitting her English exams this year through Norfolk Adult Learning. And it means that the 52-year-old's first day at university will fall on the exact same day as that of her youngest daughter, Madison, who is soon to turn 18. Mrs. Jewers said, "I think the main difference in taking your exams as an adult is in the motivation. You're doing it because it's something you want to do and not because it's something you have to do. Being older, you can see why you're doing it and why it's so important."
A growing threat of avian flu in coastal counties has sparked warnings for bird keepers to tighten up their biosecurity measures, particularly those running a chute or rearing game birds. Bird flu can devastate poultry flocks, and the virus typically spreads during the winter months. But there has been a flurry of recent cases, including two on farms near Attleborough in Norfolk on July the 30th and August the 6th, while a suspected Suffolk case near Woodbridge on August the 10th was subsequently found not to be avian influenza following official laboratory tests by the Animal and Plant Health Agency, APHA. DEFRA says the risk from avian influenza continues to rise, particularly in coastal counties such as Norfolk and Suffolk, which are on the bird migration routes, and parts of the country with a significant game bird industry. The avian influenza prevention zone, still in force across the country, has been updated to include additional biosecurity measures for game bird operations aimed at protecting both wild and captive bird populations. During outbreaks, there are also controls on the release of game birds in known high-risk areas, and releases are not permitted in any avian influenza disease control zone.
A Cromer fisherman whose family has worked at sea for eight generations says it's been a tough season for crabs, but lobsters are doing well. John Davis, who's 60, has fished all his life and runs Davis Fish Shop in Garden Street, Cromer. As well as stocking his own counter, he supplies fishmongers along the coast as far as Lowestoft. But this summer, he says, the catch has been far from predictable. "It's been a difficult season and they haven't been as plentiful as normal years," he said. "While the crab pots have been light, lobster has been more abundant. There's been a nice lot of lobsters," he said. "You often find that if you get a poor run of crabs, you do catch more lobsters. They're not good neighbours and they don't get on very well. So one will keep the other out." Although lobster is more valuable per catch, Mr. Davis said Cromer's reputation means crabs remain central to his trade. "Crabs are your bread and butter, and people come to Cromer after a Cromer crab," he said.
Two women are hoping to revive an ancient craft in the Waveney Valley as they bring in their hemp harvest. It's been a bumper crop this year on the three-acre plot at Wakelands Farm, an organic agroforestry operation at Frizzingfield near Stradbrook. Claire O'Sullivan and Kitty Wilson-Brown set up the Contemporary Hempery 3 years ago after a chance conversation. They want to revive the hemp industry in the Waveney Valley. In the pre-industrial age, up to the 18th century, the region was a centre of hemp cultivation, as well as of hemp hand-spinning and weaving. The cloth produced, the plant, was used in a wide range of textiles, from sturdy work clothes to fine table linens and undergarments for the super wealthy. The industry held out into the last century in a few remote outposts. Buckenham's at South Lopham is thought to have been the last hemp weaving company in the region before it closed in 1925. The project to recreate hemp fabric has captured people's imagination, and they are expecting around 50 volunteers to join them at the end of the month to help bring in the crop.
A commentator who is fondly remembered as the voice of East Anglian football has died at the age of 83. Gerry Harrison was a leading commentator for ITV in the 1970s and 1980s. He rose to fame in 1969 when he entered the BBC's Find a Commentator competition. Although he didn't win, his talent shone through, and he was offered the post of commentator for ITV Anglia, based in Norwich. He covered several World Cups, but is perhaps best known locally for presenting Match of the Week. In 1985, Mr. Harrison was promoted to head of sport at Anglia, but left in 1993 to work for a different production company. Veteran football journalist Mick Dennis said he was saddened to hear the news of Mr. Harrison's death, recalling fond memories of their long friendship.
A national construction materials company has completed a £3.5 million upgrade to its plant in Norfolk. Braden's investment in its Longwater asphalt concrete plant in Norwich means the firm can now store up to 360 tons of products, helping it to support major road and infrastructure projects across East Anglia. It comes as the FTSE 250 company continues to modernise its plants across Britain. Significant upgrades have been carried out on four of the Longwater plant's five main components, including the installation of a new wax feed system, a four-ton capacity weight module, and the modernisation of its software system.